Sitting in a seminary classroom in Chicago, I heard my professor say, "Only 9 of the 10 commandments are repeated in the New Testament. Therefore, Christians are not obligated to keep the Sabbath." Thus began my interest in the Christian Sabbath, the law of God, and the relationship of the Old Testament to the New. Like a pebble in my shoe, my professor's statement kept pressing on my mind. After finishing seminary, I continued my theological studies and shifted from adhering to dispensationalism to confessing covenant theology. I then stumbled across the Second London Confession of Faith while a member of Faith Bible Church in Springfield, Illinois. Under the ministry of the church's pastor, Kurt Daniel, I became a settled Sabbatarian, especially after hearing his sermon series on the Ten Commandments. Yet I still had questions. In 2017, I enrolled in the PhD program at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, where I focused on Charles Spurgeon. After reading a myriad of his sermons, I kept noticing how Spurgeon grouped Sabbath breaking with other sins in his preaching. Suddenly, I had a dissertation topic, which by God's grace I finished in 2021. The contents of those academic efforts have been turned into the book that is in your hands. Why study on Spurgeon and the Sabbath and not on someone else? For example, the 17th century English Baptists who penned and adhered to the Second London Confession of Faith could illuminate to us how to keep the Sabbath. Their culture, however, was so different from ours. We live in an age with the internet, television, cars, airplanes, 24-hour convenience stores, and NFL football. But Spurgeon's world is much closer to ours than the world of his predecessors. He lived in an innovative Victorian age where the railroad and telegraph transformed travel and the spread of information. Meanwhile, the rural population flocked to the cities for industrial jobs, which put pressure on the norms of the English Sabbath. To promote secular transformation, anti-Sabbatarians argued against Sabbath laws and for shopping, entertainment, and sport on the Lord's Day. Spurgeon faced this rapid change and, despite the social pressure, remained a passionate Sabbatarian until the day he died. Choosing him as a case study for Sabbath keeping has brought greater clarity for me on how to live in the 21st century and has stoked in me a passion for worshiping and serving the Lord on His holy day. This book would not have been completed without the help of many. Doctors Dusling and Nettles guided me through the writing process of my dissertation, and Dr. Nettles graciously wrote the foreword. My fellow Spurgeon scholar Ed Romine has encouraged me too, along with Kurt Daniel and J.R. Crocker. Moreover, the church where I pastor, Faith Baptist Church in Kirksville, Missouri, has prayed for me. I also want to thank my fellow pastor and father-in-law, Robert Price, and his wife, Carrie, along with my parents, Kenny and Pam Ray, for helping me and my wife navigate raising a family and completing this project. Finally, I praise God for giving me my curious and supportive wife, Carice, along with our precious children, Ian, Elizabeth, and Patrick. Without you, this book would only have been a passing thought. My prayer for you, the reader, is that by looking to Spurgeon, you may then look to Christ, the Lord of the Sabbath. For God's glory, Brandon Ray.